This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
KCBS Radio, original podcasts.
From KCBS Radio in San Francisco, I'm Mallory Samara, and this is Bay Current. It's been a tragic and harrowing week this year.
Where there were two avalanches in 2 days at two adjoining ski areas, the latest at Alpine Meadows yesterday, the deadly slide at Palisades Tahoe Wednesday. Avalanches inside the boundaries of commercial ski areas are very rare, and to have them back-to-back like this is rarer still.
The avalanches followed a powerful winter storm in the region. However, experts say they didn't expect anything like this within resort bounds. But can they be predicted? And is there any way to mitigate them? On today's Ask an Expert, KCBS Radio's Nikki Bodoro and Eric Thomas spoke with Dr. Ethan Green, professor of avalanche science and director of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center at Colorado Mountain College.
Okay, so let's talk about avalanches. Some people may say, well, if it snows a lot, the probability of it happening is higher. But are avalanches something that can be easily predicted?
Well, this is a really complicated question, of course, and it really depends on what sort of prediction you're trying to make. We've made a huge amount of progress over the last 50 years or so in understanding avalanches, how they happen, and predicting their events. But these predictions are still relatively general in a lot of ways. How you approach making specific predictions for a slope and how you make predictions over wide areas can range quite a bit. And still, when we're making predictions for individual slopes, like the work that you would do at a ski area, you're making those predictions and then testing them with some sort of active mitigation approach, often explosives in the ski area.
So what I'm hearing from you is part of this is still quite a bit of an art as well as a science.
Well, you know, I don't really know if there's a huge line between art and science necessarily. But yes, there's a lot of science that goes into avalanche forecasting and hazard mitigation. And it still relies quite a bit on individual experience and people's history with particular slopes and particular snow climates.
Okay, so kind of walk us through, I own a ski resort. What kind of signs am I looking for? What kind of conditions usually precede avalanches on a day-by-day basis? Because I'm assuming ski resorts have to make this decision on a day-by-day basis.
Yeah, absolutely. They're making decisions on a day-by-day basis, but the process that they're going through is not run day-by-day. It is a season-long and often a multi-year process. So if you're starting from scratch, you're going to be going through the area that you want to turn into a ski area or the area you're going to take over and do some mapping, looking at where avalanches are capable of happening, because not all terrain features can produce avalanches. Then you're going to start looking at the type of snow that you have, weather patterns that produce snowfall, that produce wind drifting. And then as you get into a particular operating season, we're not just starting to deal with avalanches on a particular day, except for the day that the first snowflakes start to fall. And then from that day on, we're tracking what's happening in the snow. And we're going out onto the hillside to evaluate the snow stability and take action when we need to. That all leads up to the first day where you can start to get your customers into that area. And then again, you're going to be closing that area and taking action and reopening it throughout the whole operating season.
When you say take action or mitigation, what are you talking about? What steps would they take?
Well, again, there's a variety of things that people can do, but the main idea is to mechanically impact the snow. So the snowpack in these seasonal areas, these places where we have snow that builds up throughout the year and then melts off in the spring, it's a layered structure. You can think about it as if you cut through the cross-section of a tree and you see all the rings that form each year. The snowpack is the same way. But those rings are formed, or those layers are formed by weather events. Every snowstorm, every windstorm, every calm period where we say have high pressure and clear skies, for weeks. So avalanches are going to break at the interfaces of these layers. And so what the avalanche workers in this area are doing is they're watching those layers form. They're tracking their properties and where they're forming in the terrain, and then going in and breaking them up. That could be using some sort of mechanical device that you run off of a snowcat. It could be just walking through the area in your ski boots or on your skis, or it could be using some sort of explosive, solid explosive, gas explosive to release avalanches when you've moved everything that you care about out of the way.
Now, you say that. Is there something that maybe the people at the resort cannot account for? And by that, I mean the path, let's say, skiers or snowboarders take on the mountain throughout the day that could, I guess, possibly uncover one of these layers that could lead to an avalanche. Can that happen?
Well, things can happen during the day. And so people are typically out there, while the ski area, say, is open, evaluating what's happening, see if there's any changes that they need to account for. And they certainly can close the area and then either, let it sit until they feel like they can take action, or take action, right away. Most of those sorts of changes aren't going to be leading to really big avalanches. They might be kind of smaller slides, but if they do see something like that, they're certainly capable of changing course, so to speak. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, no, it does. Yeah, I was just wondering, obviously as the day changes, could the decision to keep certain runs open or not change because of the path that maybe skiers want to take over and over again?
Yeah, absolutely. And, so like for what I do, we do this for transportation systems. And so, we don't have the luxury of having everybody go home at the end of the day. We're running 24 hours a day. And all the time, we're taking a look at what's happening in the areas that we're monitoring and deciding whether we need to close something, take action, and reopen it. And that could happen at any point during the day.
We'll be right back here on KCBS Radio's Bay Current.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I don't ski, so I'm going to admit that up front. And the idea of an avalanche or being caught in one is not a pleasant thought for me. What do you do if you are, you know, if you see an avalanche coming your way?
Well, the I agree. Like, these are scary events in a lot of cases. I mean, avalanches come in all shapes and sizes. And so the smaller ones may not be actually that scary, but in general, avalanches, you know, they're a natural hazard. It's a destructive event. The most important thing to do is to try to stay out of them, and there's a lot that we can do before we get involved in avalanches, and of course we can talk about that. So, but that's really where you should put your effort. If you do get caught in an avalanche, we know what kills you is sustaining trauma in the debris flow or getting buried in the debris. So you want to get out of the debris flow if you can. If you can't, you want to stay on top.
Kind of, I've heard the term swim with the avalanche, try to stay on top. But let's say you try your best to swim or stay on top of it and you don't. I mean, I'm assuming every second counts. So what should people keep in mind if, God forbid, they are actually caught up and buried under the snow?
Well, again, I'd like to sort of focus on what happens before you get into this, unfortunate and potentially, catastrophic situation. And that is being searchable, having some way that people around you can find you if you are buried under the snow. And the way that we approach this is a little bit different from a ski area perspective or a backcountry perspective. Most of the people that die in avalanches in the United States die in backcountry recreation. So they're not at an operating ski area. They're out in the wilderness, they're on big mountains, out in the backcountry. And what people there need to do is have rescue equipment. So an avalanche rescue transceiver is a small radio device that we all turn on in the morning and transmit a signal all day long. And if somebody gets caught in an avalanche, the remaining people can turn their unit on to receive, pick up that signal, and pinpoint that person under the snow. Getting them out of the snow is really time-consuming because avalanche debris is really dense. It's not like the fluffy snow that we're all used to on our sidewalks and driveways. So we carry 10-foot poles. They collapse, but you extend them out in this case to try to pinpoint exactly where that person is, and then a shovel so we can dig them out.
So you mentioned that most of these big avalanches, as you said, happen in the backcountry. So how unusual is it for it to happen, you know, at the ski resort that is open and they've looked at the conditions and decided everything's fine?
It's not that common. It's unusual. We talked a little bit about just the progression of our knowledge of avalanches and how we deal with them. And the ski industry throughout the world and in the United States has done a really good job of figuring out how to address this hazard and keep it at a low enough level that we don't see very many people get caught and hurt in avalanches inside ski areas. That doesn't mean that we're not seeing avalanches in the ski areas, but the ski patrol is releasing them when those areas are closed, like you're talking about, so that nobody's in harm's way. Even though we've gotten pretty good at this and our safety record is pretty good, we are talking about a natural hazard. So we can't completely remove that hazard. Anytime that we have snow piled up on a steep slope, there is a potential for avalanches. What the ski patrols and avalanche workers are doing is trying to make sure that the probability of those avalanches is low and that the size of those avalanches are small. And again, they're quite good at that.
How does climate change factor into all of this? The rate of avalanches, the type of snow, I guess, that falls and could lead to avalanches?
Well, it's a complicated question, of course, as most things with climate change. And I think what we can safely say is that climate change is impacting the avalanche cycles that we're seeing across the western United States, but we don't know exactly how, and or we can't connect the dots completely. And a lot of that is because snow is a really dynamic material. We're dealing with it when we have it in all three phases. So we have, if you go out in the snowpack, oftentimes you'll have liquid water, solid ice, and water vapor. And that means that that material can change really quickly when temperatures change. So we know that these big weather events are changing the avalanche cycles, but whether that leads us into a more stable situation with fewer avalanches or a more unstable situation with more avalanches, it really depends on how these weather events come through each year. Not just the size of the events, but the order of the events.
Bay Current is a production of KCBS Radio. I'm Valerie Severa. This episode was produced by KCBS Radio's Katie O'Donnell. For more Bay Area stories, subscribe to Bay Current on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.